Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing Day 1111. It's a very auspicious time with regard to the expansive frequencies of the universe and the connection to these expansive love beings. And so with gratitude, I always like to bow with gratitude and embrace with love and feel the nurturing that comes through when you accept and open your heart to receiving them into your life. We, if you're new to the show, we always like to start with a meditation, although I would like to first give an insight on how the show operates. We do a meditation first, and then I share a channeled message with regard to what these expansive love beings would like me to share. After that, if you would like to have a one-question reading, it's love donation-based. If you're open and receptive to giving back, you could go to Heart of Motivation, H-E-A-R-T, ofmotivation.webs.com. And right on the Home tab or the Location tab, whichever is most peaceful for you, you scroll down and you'll see the Donation tab, and you can go ahead and make your donation, and then you send me your number that you have used to make the donation, and then I accept your call and tune into your spirit guides, those that have crossed over when appropriate, and these loving beings to see what kind of messages I can pass on to you. And also, I'd like to always share some upcoming events and so forth, so that you're kept abreast of what's going on with your own path and if what I do resonates to help support you on that path. So let's go ahead first and we'll close our eyes and give you a beautiful meditation with regard to also a message that they would like me to share. So if we take a deep breath, sometimes we have these shows at 8 p.m. and other times I like to do them a little earlier, which today it's 3:30. The next one will be on December 9th, and I was guided to do the 8 o'clock again, so we'll do the 8 o'clock. And so as you close your eyes and focus inward on your heart, feeling that beautiful, loving heart inside and the nurturing that comes through, notice what comes through when you focus inside your heart. Sometimes we get so caught up in the mind trying to figure things out or fix things or judge things or do something. And it doesn't always serve us when we use just the mind, especially in the areas that are just focused in on the human mind and not our expansive mind, our inner spirit's mind, which is always in the present moment, doesn't even exist in time because it doesn't have a time to exist in. The time is mostly human-based time. And so as we focus in on our heart, we get to experience the presence of the moment. Allow yourself to do that right now. And as you focus in on your heart, just allow the heart to expand, nurturing every part of your body, your mind, as well as the heart, the emotions. As we call in these beautiful, expansive love beings, grateful for their presence, the angelic realm, the high vibration love beings that I work with, the Christ love, universal love, all sharing from a very deep, pure place of love. We ask that these areas in the heart that may not be in alignment with this unconditional self-love, self-confidence, self-worth, in the form of energies that have hidden beliefs, we ask that they be permanently transmuted into the light so that there's a sense of oneness in a greater way on the physical, spiritual, emotional, mental plane. We ask that these energies that are transmuted by the spirit guides and the people that are involved in this experience graciously take it into the light. And in place of that, these beautiful energies that incorporate love, love from the most purest form, including self-love, self-value, self-worth, self-confidence, be downloaded and eventually expanded into new beliefs that incorporate the alignment with the inner spirit in the universe so that there's a sense of a stronger bond of oneness on the spiritual and also on the physical plane, one that incorporates a lot of strength, one that incorporates a lot of connection, one incorporates that a remembrance of an inner spirit in the physical realm rather than the physical attempting to be spiritual. And as you breathe all the way in and feel this, just allow yourself for a moment to just embrace it with so much love. And as you take another deep breath, now bringing that up all the way into the mind and all the way into the physical body, this beautiful strength of love, confidence, self-value. And as you're continuing to do that, one of the greatest messages being on 11-11 with this phenomenal portal of energy of love that comes through is to remind us to be really present in the moment. Excuse me, to really be present in the moment with what's going on and realizing that linear time, the past, the future, doesn't really exist. The present does. And in this present moment, if we realize that there is a presence and that this energy continues to expand from that present moment, we get to choose to be in gratitude. We get to choose to be in appreciation. We get to choose to be in connection to universal love rather than that of the stories that's going on in our life. Some may serve, some may irritate, but those are only temporary stories. It only becomes more of a permanent story or feeling of a permanent story if we feed it, judge it, fix it, teach it, or anything else with the it after it. Yet, the other side of the it is to embrace it, accept it, love it, hold it, nurture it, and then that it becomes more of a positive experience in the moment. And that's the greatest way of transmuting this story and bringing it to a peaceful place, a place that incorporates you inclusive rather than an exclusive. So allow yourself to really feel that experience as you breathe that all the way in and just allow yourself to know the truth. As we know the truth, this experience, we know that all that is important is in the moment. Sometimes these lessons or these experiences or these situations that are in the present moment tend to want to pull to a past memory or to a future what if. And sometimes that ends up being a burden because it keeps us in a place that's not in the present moment. So as you allow yourself to just let go of all of those what ifs and stories of the past and anything that is not part of the present moment, you get to choose then by breathing all the way in, embracing anything that's happening, then becoming an observer with a love as you choose to let go of anything that you choose to let go of and receive the gifts from that experience. And just allow yourself to take that message all the way into the mind and all the way into your body and all the way into your emotions as you breathe all the way in, feeling this sense of oneness with it. And then come back to the present moment and just allow yourself to feel what that feels like. If you want to jot down any notes that may be coming through for you in this experience, just do so. Taking a deep, deep, deep breath and give yourself a big hug. It's so important as we complete these next couple of months to really be present with really taking care of the love inside, the connection. Because when you strengthen your inner connection and then you take that out into the world, you then are able to allow yourself to feel this experience and be a beacon of light and not feel so depleted by the outer circumstances or situations if they're not in favor, and then also expanding those that are in favor because there's more of a synergetic match with what is that you're experiencing in the moment. And so it helps to allow yourself to fill yourself up and know that everything always comes from within. Peace comes from within. Joy comes from within. Love comes from within. Prosperity comes from within because there's a connection to the universe. And when there's a connection from that place with the universe knows no fears, knows no insecurity, knows no limitations. All it knows is pure love, pure peace, pure joy, prosperity, health, and vitality. And if you trust that and you really connect to that and you open your heart and availability to that, and then whatever is in the way that's not in alignment with that will come up to be released. So you embrace it, send it love, and let it go. As quickly as you can, quiet the mind and the stories from it. And then embrace your heart with love so that you feel a deeper sense of nurturing instead of feeling insecure or feeling helpless around that experience. Really nurture yourself. That's one of the greatest ways to set yourself free. So as you take another deep breath, just bringing that in, coming slowly back to the room, allowing yourself to really feel this message. And on this beautiful 11/11 day, there's an opportunity to really embrace the love, the joy, the peace and the prosperity that comes through on this magical day. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Okay, so our next show, as I mentioned before, the meditation is on December 9th. The majority of the time I do the shows at 8 o'clock. Periodically, I get guided to do one at 3:30, and so today we did one at 3:30. And some upcoming events that may resonate for you is On the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, I do a what I call a love frequency meditation. It's from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's for a half hour from 7 to 7:30, and it goes through Skype or via phone. You get to experience a channeled energy of love from these vibrational beings to help to expand your heart, open your heart, feel that deeper sense of inner nurturing so that you come from a greater place of self-love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and vitality. I also have these special events that come through once a month via phone and Skype that allows you to move your energy through an activation of your inner spirit through these channeled beings that activate your inner spirit so that your ego is not as active in the form controlling situations, experiences, life, and that sides a lot of the fears and the insecurities that could tend to really put your vibration in a place that's not connecting, place of love and joy and peace and prosperity and health and vitality. So these activations are downloaded energy that open your heart center and your body and the mind to awaken to this realization that you're a spirit having a human experience beyond just knowing it, actually experiencing it in a greater way. So if you want more information on that, you can contact me through the website. It's heartofmotivation.webs.com. That's H-E-A-R-T of motivation.webs.com. And that'll give you the opportunity to experience these wonderful experiences. And lastly, I just want to mention, and I noticed you have a phone call, I'll take that in a moment, is that I also have these online series that you could play through video, MP4, or auditory, which will allow you to experience a beautiful awakening. It's four series. You can get, you know, one, two, up to four. It includes a meditation, and they're only $11.11, the 11-11. And it allows you to experience the various components of waking up to your energies of inside of you to a greater expansive place. So it's kind of a lovely thing to gift yourself to. And with the holidays, you can do that, gift it to someone else. It's a beautiful way of gifting. There's also products on the website that you can gift. So I hope you will support wonderful mission of awakening for yourself and for others by gifting them and gifting yourself. Okay, so I want to check in and see if this call has a question that they would like to ask me, and then we'll see how things flow. Time flies. It's already almost time for the end of the show. Did you have a question that you wanted to ask me, please? What's your name?
I was wondering, my name is Mia.
Hi, Mia. Did you just
Hi.
So welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm wondering if I can get a message from my angel.
Sure, I could tune in and see if there's any messages that they want me to share. What is the question that you have?
Well, I have problems setting boundaries, and I have a hard time saying no to people, and I just want to be more firmer and stronger.
Okay, and so did you want me to see what they say with regard to all of that?
Yeah.
I was hoping you would have, and I encourage you before I tune in to listen to this show from the beginning, because exactly what we talked about, which is cracking me up because there's never any accidents with regard to messages and so forth. So there was a channeled message that was coming through that I have confidence you're going to go, oh my God, that's exactly what I wanted to experience. So hopefully a version of the show. Mm-hmm. With that being said, you know, energetically there's love in your heart, and it's very strong. The biggest thing that keeps coming through is is how you give your power away too much on the outer world before you actually fill up your inner world. There's a pattern that you're doing of not feeling, and the biggest message from your spirit guides is the worthiness. It's almost like you're discounting your own self-worth and giving your power to someone else. And when you do that, what happens is you forget who you are, the empowerment of who you are. And so it looks like you picked up this pattern from the feminine side. I don't know if it was a mom or someone, but it was someone in your family. Looks like you picked up a lot of that, I don't want to use the word weak energy, but it's not a real empowering energy that allowed you to really stand strong in your connection of your truth of who you really are, rather than who you really are not, which is this sense of giving others more power over you rather than you giving your truth in a very loving way. Sometimes people feel like they have to be abrasive when they set healthy boundaries, but it's not about that. It's about really building your inner core to a place where there's a strength of energy that comes through you. And when that strength of energy comes through you, people don't take advantage or request unnecessary things. And so what I'm hearing is it's a big lesson for you to really develop more of your confidence. And the big thing is valuing you as a spirit, knowing that you're a beacon of light and that you're worthy, and that for you to be able to stand in that will give you the energy, the power to not even have to say yes or no, but just to say thank you, and then that'll be that. Because of the fear of rejection that comes through when you don't give your power, fear of not feeling loved, or fear of someone not wanting to be around you, there's just that whole energy. Does this making sense to you?
Yeah.
And so as you start building your inner core, that won't come through as huge or as transparent. It'll just be more of a stronger bond. And when you strengthen that, that lesson will then be complete, and then you'll be able to move on. If you choose, and if you're open and receptive, with your permission, I can call you after the show and give you some suggestions on things that I offer and see if it resonates. Is that something mm-hmm. that you'd feel comfortable with?
Yes.
Okay. The big thing is, do you meditate?
Do you meditate
in the morning? Okay, good. Because you really do have a beautiful love connection. Go ahead. I'm sorry, honey.
I do first thing in the morning when I get up, and sometimes at night before I sleep.
What I'm hearing is when you meditate, is your mind still active?
I try not to. I try to be more mindful.
Okay, so.
But sometimes it is active.
Yeah. I heard that they were telling me your mind's active. What they're saying, rather than focusing, and then be fair to stay with the one question, rather than focusing on quieting the mind or trying to quiet the mind, be the observer of the mind and focus on your heart and your breath, and just put the thoughts onto imaginary clouds, and that'll help to relax you even further and deepen your connection so that you feel more filled up inside. Because what goes on is sometimes you take your story to your meditation, so you're not really fully in the presence of meditation, you're more in the presence of the story, and that's why your mind becomes really active. And so mm-hmm. if you acknowledge the story and bless the story and let it be for what it is, and then just put your attention more on your heart and your breath without trying to quiet your thoughts, that'll bring you to a deeper connection, and then the thoughts won't control you, and thereby the stories control you, and thereby others won't control you. So there's this whole pattern that's going on for you around that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're on path, girl. It's a fun lesson that many that are on the path of love go through at one time or another, if that's an experience that has to do with opening their heart of self-love. So know that you're definitely on the right track. You're definitely doing everything. And as you strengthen it, it'll become less and less of a domination on the outer world and more of a strengthenedness in the inner world, and that'll bring you to a deeper place and so forth. So I'll call you after the show, and I'll just offer some suggestions, and then you could see what it feels like. And what I may suggest in the meantime, if you're comfortable, is going to the website. It's Heart of Motivation, H-E-A-R-T, ofmotivation.webs.com. And if you want to jump in tonight, there's a meditation. It's only $16, and it's a love frequency meditation that'll help open up the heart and download some of that love energy from these channeled beings. And that may help you to expand your heart to self-love. So it's under the special events tab. You could read it and see if your inner guidance says yes or no, that that's something that would help support you. And then you can also mm-hmm. read some of the special events and other things that are being presented, and see if that feels like a connection for you. And then if it mm-hmm. does, you know, you could just let me know, and we could, you know, see about how that could fold for you and go from there. So I'll call you after the show. In the meantime, I'm just going to send you a big loving hug and know that you're amazing. And it's important to keep loving yourself and just know you're doing a phenomenal job. And that's from the angelic realm, by the way. So much love to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What a sweetie. Okay, so as we continue our path, the next show again is on 12/9. It's going to be at 8 o'clock. And I want to be able to really encourage you to, listeners, to really remember how important it is to really be on this path of taking time to really focus in more on your heart, really focus in more on love, really focus in more on what self-value means to you, self-confidence means to you, self-love, self-worth. Because the more you expand into that vibrational energy, the more you expand into, the more you expand into all this energy around love, the greater the bond is with the universe, the stronger you become, not only on a spiritual level, but also on the physical plane. And that allows you to really be empowered in a bigger way with your truth, and thereby other things that are distractions, whether it's people, situations, or your own thoughts or experiences, won't take over your life. It'll be that you'll be aware of it, love it for what it is, accept it for what it is, bless it for what it is, and then move on to your connection again. And the more you practice and master this, the stronger it becomes and the easier it becomes, and then life becomes more of a celebration rather than just a releasing and a learning phase of life. So I want to say much love on your journey, and I will see all next month. We're going to be in December. I really want to say take the time today. It's 11/11 to meditate even longer. Feel this amazing love of this phenomenal energy that's coming in. It's so amazingly strong. And open up your heart. You'll feel the love all the way inside your heart to a place that will really bring you to a deeper connection to this nurturing love. So remember to expand your heart and to feel that amazing love inside. I was just to shift the time next month to 3:30 again, instead of the 8 o'clock. So I'm going to change the time and encourage you to see me next month on December 9th. It'll be moved to 3:30 and 8 o'clock. In the meantime, have a phenomenal Thanksgiving, whether you eat turkey or not. Say your thanks and your gratitude I challenge you to do it from this day forward, all the way past until the end of the year. Focus on gratitude, focus on appreciation, focus on your connection to love. And we will talk next month. Peace and blessings.